Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome. Appreciate everybody being here this afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Sports Radio 610 presents former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley. It's Clint Sterner and the Show.
Yes, it is a beautiful Monday. I'm gonna get myself together here. Got my stuff on the wrong side.
Hey, it's Monday morning, baby. We got
it's Monday
5 days
morning.
To get
a beautiful,
right.
Beautiful,
hold
beautiful
on, Joe.
Day. A lot to get to today, Clint. But no, man, I do. I think we got to jump on this early because we told you this is something that you need to be paying attention to. Not that we want you to pay attention. No, you need to. If you are a Houston Texans fan. The Deshaun Watson suspension, whatever the league comes down, you need to be paying attention to it because it can affect your second first round pick next year in a major way. And Clint and Tyler, we could be coming to an end and getting close to understanding what's going to happen there. This first reported from Josina Anderson and then others went on. This is ESPN. NFL officials are scheduled to meet with Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson this week, sources confirmed to ESPN. The NFL has been investigating Watson to determine if he violates the code of conduct, okay? Watson is facing 22 civil lawsuits from women who have accused him of inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions. Two grand juries in the state of Texas have declined to indict Watson on criminal charges, and Watson has denied all wrongdoing, Clint. And this, generally, that is the step. As somebody who has covered a team in Kansas City that had a lot of fellas walk down this mile, this is generally how it goes. The league then meets with player, and I mean, it would be days after, bam, decision made. I watched Kareem Hunt get suspended for 12 games. I watched Tyreek Hill get suspended for no games. Decision made maybe 2 days after they met with the NFL and the commissioner. That's why this is important, Clint. We could find out in a couple of days this week the fate of Deshaun Watson, and that ties directly to, you know, that first-round pick.
Well, I think this is a little bit more clarity, if you will, for sure. I mean, right, because they've been talking about, the NFL's been talking about an investigation that's been ongoing. They've been talking about when the criminal cases were still open. Those would be complaints. Yep. We get this right. We get back in that legal mind. The criminal complaints that were filed against Deshaun Watson, when they were still open, the NFL, you know, didn't want to interfere in any way, shape, or form with that criminal investigation. And so there was always, well, we're looking into it, but, you know, we can't really make a decision yet because we don't want to get in the way of any kind of criminal investigation. We don't want to get in the way of the Houston Police Department. We don't want to get in the way of X, Y, and Z. Well, now I think things are cleared up. We know things are cleared up on the criminal side, at least where we stand right now.
Yeah.
Things are cleared on the criminal side. The civil cases are what they are. I don't know how much changes in those civil cases other than Deshaun Watson agreeing to settle. And so
that's the other question. Do you think those matter? Like you've been around the league for years. I've covered it as well. Do you think in this case, what the outcome of the, I mean, it's 22 civil cases. The outcome of those have any bearing on what their decision will be?
No, I don't. I don't think whether he settles or he takes them all the way, I think there's enough proof out there right now. Whether the NFL decides that they want to, like, I shouldn't say proof. Let's say there's enough information out there of what is being alleged that Deshaun Watson's guilty of. There's enough information out there for them to read, investigate, talk to Deshaun, get both sides, and figure out if there was indeed conduct detrimental. And I don't think it's difficult. I don't think it's going to be very difficult in this situation. When there's 22 civil lawsuits, there was 11 criminal complaints. I don't think it's going to be very difficult for the league to get to a spot where Deshaun Watson is to some degree. I don't know what that degree is. I don't know if it's a season, a half a season, four games. I don't know what it is. But I think conduct detrimental is definitely what Deshaun Watson's going to get hit with.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would matter in the civil cases is, could there be anything else that happens, you know, with those cases, the outcome of those cases, could that affect what the league is going to do, what they want to wait to see what that entails? And I don't think so, Clint. I think I'll go with you. I think right now all the information they've had and whatever happens to the civil thing, that's just going to be – I don't think this isn't going to be a thing like Ray Rice and a video happened to come out that they didn't know, where they're like, uh-oh,
that's what I was going to say. That you got to believe, and if that was out there, you would think that criminal, that would have been introduced on the criminal side.
Tony Busby's going to try hell to pull things up, which is his job to pull things up, to make Deshaun look in a worse light. But I think the NFL has got enough of their, the information, like you said, to where they've decided to meet with him. Then this is what it's going to be.
They've been looking into this thing for months now, and I got to believe that from a info gathering perspective, they've done all that they can. They've reviewed and re-reviewed, if you will, every piece of information that's out there. I would imagine that they've probably spoke to more of the plaintiffs. Yeah. Then we know originally they had spoken to a few of them, because remember Tony Busby said that he was thinking about not letting the rest of his clients talk to them because they thought that they were disrespectful. I would imagine that they've talked to several more than last reported, and then now it's sit down with Deshaun Watson and sift through those ashes, if you will, to figure out how severe they want to come down on him. But look, the COVID-19 aspect of it I think is real. That just clear, regardless of whether he's guilty of any wrongdoing or regardless of what you or I independently or individually think, when you get yourself in hot water with 22 different individuals that are filing civil complaints and a combination of criminal complaints, it's going to be pretty easy to get conduct detrimental, man.
Now, you've said this as we're talking about Deshaun Watson. The NFL officials are scheduled to meet with him this week.
Yeah.
And that's generally the timeline. When the NFL meets with a player that is in a situation like Deshaun is, that could be violating the conduct code, generally they meet with him, and then we find out after that whatever consequence there is, if there is any. Now, you have said consistently, I just can't see it. How Roger lets him on the field. So you don't see him being on the field as they go to play where he is from, Carolina, as they go to play in Charlotte. You don't see him on the field.
No, I just don't. I don't know how Roger Goodell is. I don't know how he even thinks about allowing Deshaun Watson to start the season opening day as a starting quarterback for any of the 32 franchises, which we know it's going to be Cleveland. I don't know how he lets the guy play and doesn't discipline him in any way, shape, or form when there's, again, been 11 criminal complaints that were ultimately dropped and – or not dropped, I guess. What they call it? No bill?
No bill.
And 22 civil lawsuits. I just don't know. I don't know when you're the organization that the NFL is. I don't know how you trot a guy out there with those kind of off-the-field issues with no discipline. Once you discipline him, and he takes the field week four, or I guess it'll be week five, or hell, maybe it's week 10 after their bye week, then you can say, hey, look, man, we disciplined the guy, we held him accountable, and we're moving on from it. You trot him out there opening day, you've not held him accountable. Like, I'm talking about from the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, you've not held him accountable for his actions.
Which is, this is largely of what they're playing to.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they have to. You've not held him accountable for his actions. You've not held him to the same standard that you held several other NFL players when you fined them for COVID-19 rule. I mean, guys that broke the rules during COVID-19.
Yeah.
I mean, you just like you can't set that precedence. I mean, I just don't think there's any way he can do it.
You think he's there by week 13 when the Texans play?
Yes, I do. I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, he's not getting 13 weeks.
No. No.
14, maybe with
their I heard John Lopez earlier in the loop talking about it. I think he was on to something, because after they go 8 games and then they have a bye week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you start connecting the dots, the league is definitely aware of the dynamic of Deshaun Watson being on the field for the Browns and the attention that it'll garner. I bet you they pop him with eight.
Eight,
look, yeah. How everything's set up.
Almost half the year, and he'll try to get it down.
He'll appeal it to get down to six or get it down to four. But
six is what it ended up being for Ben Roethlisberger, I believe. It was six, and maybe he appealed it down to four, somewhere like that.
I bet you they pop him with eight. It just seems like, and I hate to look at it that way, of like the schedule makers took into account, but they do. I mean, they said it. Yeah. I mean, it's. You know, if they're aware of what's going on, the way they set that schedule up, boy, you got to there's definitely a way you can connect the dots and say it's going to look like it's going to be 8 games, and then we'll see if he can appeal it and get it down.
Yeah, we'll see. So that is the latest. That's something we'll keep an eye on for you. But it is important. Some who are tired of Deshaun Watson, look, I completely get it. I understand it. The conversation, ready to move on, and you are maybe the last piece and step to that it can be helpful to you. Helpful to Texans fans, yep, is to see how many games he's out. Clint Sterner running the show, and Tyler Milner. All right.
Man, how you doing today?
I'm a man of my word.
Oh.
Was it time to pay up? It's time to pay
up.
Oh,
it's been time.
I'm a man of my word.
Oh, you still ain't paid him?
I hadn't seen him.
We'll start charging interest.
It's 2022. They got Venmo. We got Cash App. We got PayPal.
You got all 110?
I don't trust that. I don't trust that with him. I threw a tip on.
Oh, you didn't?
I was very impressed by what he did on JR Sports Brief.
Oh, thanks. Good content. You made you a little extra bread.
I gave him a $20 tip.
Woo! Love that money.
My man.
You count it up.
Let me count this up real quick, because are crisp. The heads aren't pointed the same direction. These are 20s.
My God.
These are 20s.
My man. 20.
Oh, look at the way he counted. 40. He counted like he's at it. Like he's,
60.
Like he's at a casino. 80.
100. And guess what? A good crisp.
There's a tip for you.
Hey, look at that. Right,
120, man.
There you go.
I'll bring it in there to you, Tyler. I'm only going to keep one of the 20s for the transport.
That's not true. No, I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to hand it out. That's for the transport. He won, as we see on the text line, 713-572-4610. Tell T-Mill, tell Show, a.k.a. Peaches, it's not my name, to quit BSing about Pepe Le Pew, a.k.a. Watson, and address the elephant in the room.
Peaches Hewley.
For the 76ers losing. Listen,
281. I like that guy said Hewley, by the way.
listen, 281. Don't call me Peaches. but I do give respect to you for saying payment for the 76ers losing. Now, you weren't jumping in and trying to make it a Harden bet. I had to set Jason Briscoe and Matt Musil and the crew yesterday straight, while, of course, I had to do a TV appearance. I was just so had such hot demand. I mean, had to do a TV.
You got your own TV segments now, man. Yeah, national shows, TV segments, man.
So let it be a lesson to you not to put your faith in
James Harden. And I had to set them straight. Like, this wasn't a bet about James Harden. The Sixers
kind of was.
It wasn't the Sixers, and he wasn't front and center in the bet. And Joel Embiid. So you win. I pay mine in a timely fashion. Hopefully, I could be an example to make you want to get better in doing that. Obviously, you took your sweet ass time in getting Clint that bottle of tequila that one time.
That's fair.
I mean, sweet ass time. Did not do it until his mother.
I think it aged. I think it aged a little bit longer.
It did. His mother had to absolutely threaten you for that to happen. So
hey,
congratulations,
Tyler. I'm gonna come over there and whoop that ass.
All right, coming up, the Astros have a chance to do something that could be huge. That could set them up to run away with the AL West. We'll tell you and explain what that means next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Real struggle to start the year. Yuli sends one to left field. Hit well all the way back. Hernandez, and that ball's gone. La Pina is having himself a weekend here. The nation's capital is now 3-0.
It's going to be tough to get Yuli on the plane. He is raking in this ballpark.
3-for-3 today. 8-for-11 in the series with his first two home runs.
That's right. Yuli had himself a weekend. 8-for-11, as you heard from Todd Callis there. 8-for-11.
La Pina.
Okay. Really like that part there, Tyler. Voices. 8-for-11. He went off. And the Astros sure as hell hope he could stay hot. But their win streak was snapped Saturday. They had won 11, run it to 11 in a row, but they did take 2 out of 3 from the series. But I think the bigger picture here is this series with Washington, Clint, and I don't know how it happens, and we'll see what happens once they get to these teams. But the way it strings out is they're playing 5 weeks in a row against teams with 500 or below records. And the only teams is Cleveland and Chicago in that are 500. The rest of them are down. They just took 2 of 3 from Washington. They go to another last place team for 3 against Boston, Texas, Cleveland, Seattle, Oakland. Kansas City's awful. Seattle, Miami is not that great. Texas. I mean, this is a long stretch where they can really put some distance. As they start play today, they are tied with the Angels in first place. They could really create some distance here with this stretch.
Yeah, well, these records that I threw in there show, just to be clear, I didn't update them from Friday. So there's these teams like Chicago. I don't know what they did this weekend, but the point is they're hovering right around 500 and or have a losing record at this point in time. There are, I believe they've got 10 series, 31 games coming up, show, versus 500 or worse baseball teams.
Well, what we can do right now is just take they're all under 500.
They're all under 500.
Because Cleveland is 16-17, and now Chicago is 16-17. So both of them dropped under 500. So they've got five straight weeks against teams that are all under 500.
That's 31 games. Yeah, I mean, look, there's just a chance for the Astros to make a serious move here over the next I don't know, 5 weeks. I mean, you're talking about, we already saw, you know, Yuli got hot this weekend, which was a big you know, not concern, but something that we were looking for, and this lineup needed was him to turn that corner and get back to the Yuli of old, if you will. Well, he caught fire this weekend, and you know, that's the kind of thing that a run like this, clearly from a record standpoint, you can separate some. You can get a little bit of cushion in the division leading into the mid-season point. But boy, you talk about it even more focused. You know, certain guys can use this run to get hot, get on track, and get in a groove.
Yeah, they're 12-2 against teams that have records below 500.
Oh.
That's where they are this year. They're 12, completely the opposite of what they did last year. But they're 12-2 against teams with 500 or below records. And we don't know if that'll be something that they will continue, but it is clear they have made their hay thus far this year against those teams. And they got five straight weeks of them, right? Like, and to be honest, like, some of these are just bad teams. Like, there are a couple of, like, Chicago, the White Sox, I think, are a team that'll probably be there at the end. They're just maybe struggling off the jump.
Yeah.
Right? But and I think you could maybe put Seattle in that place, although we're starting to look at it. They're starting to really struggle. But, like, Washington, that's a bad baseball team. The Red Sox, they're a bad team right now. Texas, that's a bad team. Oakland, they don't even care anymore.
Right.
Kansas City sucks. Like, Miami's not a good team. Like, those are teams that are not going to be fighting for playoff spots at any point. Like, they're going to be sellers at the deadline. And man, you gotta take care of it. They could run away with this thing, or at least not run away, but put them, like, I think the Angels will be there, but they can put themselves, create some sort of distance. Like, you would hope, Clint, after these 5 weeks, when you look at these teams, that they have 4-game lead in the division. You'd hope, if not more, with what they've got over 5 straight weeks. Like I said, 12-2 thus far against teams.
Yeah.
With records like this.
Well, I think there's a chance that they can separate. Show, that's the big key here, is just by how much. I mean, when you've got a run of really 34 games if you're counting the Washington series, but 31 games remaining on this slate versus teams that you should damn sure win the series, if not sweep the series. I the question is ultimately, you know, how much can they separate here? Can they really position themselves to run away with the thing in the second half of the season, or do they miss this opportunity? Because it's definitely a big time opportunity. Am I sitting here with Tyler talking about the Angels are zilch of a threat, right? He's not worried at all.
Oh, zilch.
Or
nothing.
You know, or am I on over there on Tyler's side of the fence? I'm over here with you talking about the Angels are going to be here at the end. I think there's a good chance we'll have a good idea at the end of this 30-plus game run.
Yeah, this 30-plus game run. Because within that run, the Angels, they got 7 in a row against the Blue Jays and the Yankees, who could be two of the best teams. And then they follow it up with the Phillies for 4. That's another pretty good team in the NL. So, I mean, in that run, they've got some tougher games as well. So, yeah, man, that's a stretch here. If they can get themselves a 4 or 5-game lead at that time, I would like to say to Christian Javier, that was unnecessary Saturday. You're going to start to make people believe that there's potentially some sort of something with this show curse thing. I don't know what that was about. I knew they couldn't continue this streak. You would think that somebody was going to have an off night.
Just hope it wasn't Javier.
She certainly didn't hope it was 3 2/3, 8 hits and 7 runs.
Ooh, from earned Christian runs. Javier.
Missed by 2 feet.
Yeah, he did several times. Jake Odorizzi gets the ball tonight. Maybe this didn't happen. In my personal mind, the way that I was viewing it, that after every one of these runs, Jake was sliding into the clubhouse and giving Tiger Woods fist
the old
pump.
Fist pump.
Tiger Woods fist pump.
It sucks to suck.
Now I've got my because if he was auditioning for that that spot, and it looks like when you look at Verlander, they pitch Verlander on 4 days rest and a normal pitching every fifth day, like they're trying to get that going. That's why they skipped. So it looks like they're heading to this. That wasn't a great outing for Christian Javier.
No, it wasn't at all. It was a scary one, to be honest. But that's now right. It's all on Jake Odorizzi at this point in time. I mean, you've had three good outings. There's a youngster that's got better stuff than you have, and he was nipping at your heels, and now he's gone up and given up 7 earned runs, and. And really, for lack of better terms, he messed the bed. The opportunity was there. The competition was hot. And Javier messed the bed. And now it's on Jake Odorizzi. Can Jake Odorizzi go out there and have a fourth consecutive solid outing?
Yeah, he's got plenty of rest here.
Yeah, he got plenty of rest for damn sure.
All right.
His opportunity's there, man.
There it is.
Lays at his feet.
Knock through that door, baby.
This one's on me.
From the text line, 713-572-46. I just want to understand people. So you all help me. Text line, you could help me as well. From the 346, there goes show always hating. We can't help who we just play, Kansas ass. What was that? What is that from? What did I do?
Kansas ass.
First of all, Kansas City. What was the hating part there? We can't help who we just play. Was there a negativity to that?
I don't know.
I didn't hear any. But
I'm just trying to learn.
I didn't hear any hate.
I'm just trying to learn.
I usually spot it pretty quick.
Yeah, there are times you do it, but I don't think that was one of them.
I'm just trying to learn. I'm just trying to get an understanding of it. All right. I want you all to participate in this as well. 713-572-4610. We know the schedule now. What is the record going to be for the Texans? How many W's? Be realistic. How many W's do you see from this schedule for the Texans? We'll discuss next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, open it up here. 713-572-4610. Text in. I want to hear where you go. You guys have seen the schedule just like we have. I think the over-under is at 4.5 for the season for the Texans at this point, at least of what we know of this team. And I do. I want to go through to see the wins. How many do you believe you're going to get? How many do you believe the Texans are going to get? Where are those wins going to come from? All right, 713-572-4610. Text in. Let's hear where your wins. What do you think this record will be? How many wins? And where do you think they are? Clint, let's go here with you here. The Texans last year won 4 games, all right, at the number 3 overall pick. This year, there's some changes. Vastly improved at the head coach spot, coaching staff overall. Better players in the draft. This team should be more talented. Where do you see how many wins for this team?
I got 6 wins. I got 6 wins, and I'm pretty confident in those 6 wins.
By the way, 6 wins. You happy with that? This that you press the button on this season right now? Like how you would feel about the process of where they are?
Well, look, let's be honest, man. For me, it's about the product more than it is the record. I mean, there's that team last year could have won 6 games. And if you're asking me now, would I have been if they'd have won 6 games, would I have been no, absolutely not. I wouldn't have been okay with that.
Snuck through and beat Miami.
Yeah, no. That wouldn't have been enough. So it's more about
that's
the
fair.
Product.
That's fair.
But when the schedule pops, you always want to know, you know, how many wins do you see on that schedule? Look, here's the deal. I got 6. I'm going week 3 versus the Chicago Bears. I think the Texans get that one. I'm going week 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're sitting at 2-3 coming off of the bye week. And then I think they lose to the Raiders. I think they get Tennessee in week 8. I think they get Tennessee in week 8. And then it goes Giants in week 10. I think they get that. I think they get that W. And then there's a little bit of a run of losses. Then I go week 17, Jacksonville again. And week 18, Indianapolis. I think they split with Tennessee, split with Indianapolis.
Wow.
I think they get both of them from Jacksonville, beat Chicago and the New York Giants. That's the 6 I got.
Yeah. On the surface, like you split with Indy and Jacksonville, I like that. Yeah, and you split with everybody in there, or you got them beaten. You got them sweeping.
I think they beat Jacksonville twice. Yeah.
Okay, sweeping Jacksonville, and then you'd feel a lot better about your quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. That feel good beating another young quarterback in Justin Fields on the road in Chicago early. That's not bad. 6 wins is where you had them. Okay, 713-572-4610. We'll get to some of yours because I know most of you out there are waiting to hear mine. Real quick, any team, because the Texans did it last year, right? They went and got Tennessee on the road, the number 1 seed. They pulled off an upset. A lot of teams pull it off. This team will be better coached. They pulled off an upset last year. Do you see one potentially on the schedule, or is it just these games against Indy or Tennessee?
See one what?
A potential upset.
Oh, upset. Yeah. Look, I think the if I had to pick an upset, Kansas City Chiefs are who I'm going with.
Oh wow.
I think without Tyreek Hill, I think that changes the game significantly in Kansas City on the offensive side of the football. And now, if they go out and get Odell Beckham Jr., then I'm going to revisit this.
Week 15 is that's where you see they could pull off what they did against Tennessee.
Yeah, I look at these and I go, okay, where would what would be considered an upset? You know, I think the Chargers would be an upset. I think the Chargers get them. I think the Eagles would be an upset. I think the Eagles get them.
Even here?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Eagles, I mean, they were a playoff team last year. We know they got stomped, but I think they got significantly better this offseason. Quarterback's a year longer in the tooth. I think Philly's going to be a good football team. I think Philly gets the Texans. Cleveland would clearly be an upset. I think Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns are too much. The Dallas Cowboys, who had one of the weakest schedules, along with the Commanders, in the game this year. I think the Cowboys, that would be an upset, but I think the Cowboys get them. And then Kansas City. That's the only other upset that I see potentially on this schedule. So I'm riding with the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know what they're going to look like show this year without Tyreek Hill. I think the Texans. If we're going to pick an upset, and if I were having to put me $100 on an upset with some long odds to make some money, it'd be the Kansas City Chiefs week 15, bro.
I hear that. 6 wins, Clint has it. And we are allowed to revisit this. Like, you're allowed to when you get your eyes on them in training camp or see them in preseason games. Maybe you feel better about them or maybe you feel worse. So at this point, though, as it is constructed, and obviously we don't know how different teams are, right? The Chargers were a lot different when they played them last year due to COVID and everything.
Right.
We thought. So you never know what injuries or anything that happened. But right now, as I said, you have them at six. To me, I have them having an improvement in the win total from last year. I have them improving to 5-12. I got 5. I think they get their first win at Chicago. I think we agree on that one. I'm with you. I think they'll get the Titans. I think they can get the Titans at home. I don't know about on the road, but I think here in Houston, I think they can get the Titans. And then I got them winning that 2 in a row against those NFC East teams. I think they'll beat the Giants on the road, and I think they can beat Washington because Carson Wentz may have torn that locker room up into shreds by that point.
Yeah.
So that November, I've told you, that's one I'm looking at, and I think they get those two games. And then I have them finally winning at home against Jacksonville. I think they'll split with the Jags at home. So I got them winning 5 games. You talked about upsets. My potential upsets are the 2. One, the first game of the year against the Colts. I think that is an upset. I think the Colts are my team to pick right now to win the division. So at home against the Colts. And I think my other one is at Dallas. I think that could be a game they could get because Kellen Moore, Dak Prescott, until they prove to me that they don't have the ability to just do things that keep teams in the game.
Yep.
And I know the one thing that I feel good about the Texans this year is if you allow them to stay in a game, I don't think they will beat themselves as much as they did last year. I don't think they will self-inflict themselves to lose games. So I could see Dallas allowing Houston to hang around in a game and they fool around, and next thing you know, like there's a field goal made or something. And, you
know, it didn't know my schedule.
So that's exactly what Matt Musil, Thursday night at the Yellow Rose Distilling, we were out there and we did a little TV spot. And I picked Kansas City as the potential upset. B. Scott picked Dallas, and that was my exact comments was, you know Dallas will hand you a few. They'll let you hang around till the fourth quarter. Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott, they'll let you hang around. They'll play down to an opponent often throughout the season. So that's not a bad pick. I'm going to go with Kansas City because I just don't know who the hell they are.
I got you. How many wins you got, Tyler?
I got 8.
Whoa.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I got 8 wins.
Oh, wow.
So I guess you're taking the over on the.
I'm hammering it.
You've already hit it.
Really?
Yes. I got 2 Bills on over 4.5 wins.
8 wins, baby.
That's right.
You're feeling
it. 8 is strong, man.
I'm not gonna make you go through the wins, but what is it that I'm serious? What is it? Bring this music down because I want to hear this. what is it for you that is the driving force that's a 4-game improvement, right? When you look at their schedule, they'll be winning some games in your opinion that I think a lot of people don't think they should. What is it about this team that says 4-game win improvement to you?
Well, I think you're going to see a vast improvement of the pass rush. I think that's going to be obvious week 1 as soon as they start with the Colts. And it all starts up front with Lovie's defense. I think the defense is going to be vastly improved overall because of that pass rush. I think Davis Mills is going to continue to grow, take a step forward, build on those good things that we did see from him last season. And I think they're going to grab 8 wins. I think they're going to continue to sweep Jacksonville. I don't see Jacksonville beating them. I'm not going to be a believer till I see it. I think they split their other division games. I think they get the week 1 win against the Colts. They beat the Giants. They beat the Eagles.
That's flirting with playoff.
Favorite one is I have them taking out Deshaun Watson and the Browns when they come to town.
Okay, then you're just playing with your heart.
No, I don't think Watson's going to be able to handle it.
That's complete.
He's never faced anything like he's going to face whenever he gets to Houston and the way the crowd's going to be. He's never in his career.
Oh, you think the moment will be too big for it?
Yeah. I mean, the Texans hopefully will play well, but I just think the Texans take care of it whenever Cleveland comes to town.
That feels like your heart. That last one. That feels like your heart. 8 wins. I love it. There are some people who agree with you. I see some 10-7 records coming here. Ooh. On the text line. I mean, 8 wins is flirting with playoff. Like coming down to it, playoff thoughts, right?
Well, here's the key, right? Is like and I think this is more likely with Lovie.
That is steaming.
Do you win the games that you're supposed to win? Like I can't tell you that I was confident that with David Culley they weren't going to step back in it versus anybody and whoever was on the field that Sunday. I feel like Lovie's going to put a product out there that the teams that they should beat, and I don't mean teams specifically. It was a couple of them I do, but I mean more so when you go out there and the Miami Dolphins turn the football over, or the Tennessee Titans turn the football over five times. Like, you're going to win those ball games. You're going to find a way to go out there and win those ball games with Lovie Smith, where I think in the past you lost more of those than you won because of essentially the polos on the sideline. There's a handful of those games on this schedule. I'm not predicting it the way Tyler is, but there's a handful. Miami Dolphins, they're a good football team, but Tua's pulling the trigger. I mean, I don't know what he's capable of doing. Like we just talked about, the Cowboys might hand you one. In my prediction, we haven't talked about the Raiders. I like the Raiders. Devontae Adams, I think they're going to be significantly better, but we ain't seen them play together yet.
Yeah.
So there's a chance they could go out there and steal a couple. I don't know about eight, but they can steal a couple.
8-10-7 here on this bad boy. Yeah. All right. I like the thought from you. From the text line 713, Tyler, he played for the national championship game against Nick Saban in Alabama. You're playing with your heart. I would say, in fairness, I know I could see where you get there to think of he's been through big games and big situations and big spots. In Tyler's defense, although I do not agree with his take, I don't believe Deshaun, it will be too big for him. This is different than playing in a national championship game. Like, him coming back here, that's a different set of adversity than, you know, playing for a playoff game or the title. So we'll see. But I don't think the moment will be too big for Deshaun.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is definitely different. I think it's definitely like he is above noise being a problem or going into a hostile environment. I say hostile from a football perspective. Like, he clearly, that stuff doesn't bother him because, like, you know, we talked about earlier, I mean, my man went for 900 plus yards against Alabama in back-to-back championship games.
Yeah.
I mean, that part of it is not going to bother him, but it's hard for me to think that Deshaun Watson can go through what he went through, exit the way that he exited, and not be impacted in any way, shape, or form when he comes back, not be affected in any way, shape, or form when he comes back. I don't expect him to crumble under the pressure or falter at all, to be completely honest with you, but I do agree with you, Show. It's different.
It is different. All right, Tyler, 8 wins. Clint, you got him at 6. I got him at 5 wins. All right, we all have them making improvements. As you said, Clint, more thing to watch is to see if this is something that they if they look better, if the product is better, if they're competitive, if they're in more games, if you feel like just watching them that you see growth and that you see, all right, they're taking the next step. Yeah. That's more important than them winning, you know, 6 games and it's like, all right, a team lost it themselves, or COVID hit some team 1 week, yeah, or, you know, or something like that. So Clint Sterner, Ron DeShow, Tyler Milner, producing this thing. All right. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, Clint, he's taking this team building and ready to make the Cleveland Browns his team, this offense. He's going to be the leader, so much so he is taking his offensive guys on a trip to the Bahamas, paying for it all, putting them up, I'm guessing, in a nice room, has rented a field also, Clint, to practice and to get going. But Deshaun Watson, team builder.
Love it.
Do you?
Absolutely love it. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, you just want to see guys doing things in a winning manner, and this is winning right here, man. Before mandatory OTAs, not mandatory, but voluntary OTAs start up, I believe I read it was May 24th, maybe, so 8 days. Go out, take your guys out there. Sure, you're treating them, but you're taking, I believe, right now they don't know who all is going, who all is getting on the private jet, but I've seen it listed as his offensive weapons at the very least. Take those guys out there, spend a long weekend, get some work in, enjoy the beach, you know, enjoy the you know, all the different settings, dinners and you know, events and things that they can throw together out there in the Bahamas. And I think it's great, man. I love it. Absolutely love it. The thing is there, how about this crew? Watson, a guy that I think the team will ultimately be drawn to, doing things like this, and Baker Mayfield, whether it was fair or not, was I would say a guy that the locker room was split on, at say the very least.
I'm glad you brought him up.
Who, Baker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I was Baker, as he's taking his offensive teammates,
yeah,
I'd show up to wherever we're taking off on that flight. I'm getting that trip to Bahamas.
Oh, you riding with him, huh?
I'm going. Yep. Yep. I'm with you. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Be completely honest. I still have strong pettiness right now at the age of 38. I could be pretty good and petty. I still got that.
Is that shocking to you, Tyler?
I'm better.
Does that shock you, Tyler?
I'm better.
Not quite.
As many people listen, I'm better. But at 27, my pettiness. Oh, there's no way. I'm going to make all of this uncomfortable.
Hold on, so.
I'd be there completely packed before anybody. Showing up, you said you're taking the whole offensive team. I'm waiting on my ticket.
Right.
I got a camera crew with me. This thing's gonna get caught on.
What if it's a private jet?
Making a scene. I will find out. He's got to have an offensive lineman. He's got to have somebody over there.
He got a mole.
Got to have
Baker's
got to
have a mole.
Oh, like you said, Baker probably had it split, but you know Baker's got the personality where there are guys over there who ride with Baker, who are good with Baker.
Sure,
they're cool with Deshaun, but he's got some guys that's letting them know that he's like, you know. Yeah, man. Where y'all taking off? Oh, yeah. Okay. Pull up in there. Hey, D, I'm ready.
There's nothing worse than that guy.
I'm ready.
Deshaun Watson goes over, and he's trying to take over the team, go get some work in, and then shows up.
You can take over the team. Like, if I'm Baker, though, I'm going.
Well, you know that's a distraction.
Y'all going to trade my ass. Hell yeah. Get me up out of here. I'm going. Release me.
Does Watson schedule massages for all his teammates while they're in the Bahamas?
What do you do?
I mean, that's a common thing to do when you're on vacation like that.
Well, it's also a common thing to do when you're working. So, yeah, I bet he does, to answer your question.
It'd be nice of him.
Some of those teammates may be concerned about.
Does he tell his teammates to bring their own towels?
Baker, that's what I would do if I was Baker. Here, I got all the massages. I'll schedule them all. I'll hold it down. I got it, Deshaun. You don't even have to worry about that. Hey, I'm on the roster. I'm an offensive player. I just want to be a part of the team.
Those guys ain't got nothing to do with your situation, so why are you going to make it hard for Deshaun to go get work in?
Yes, it does. I got to do what I got to do for Cleveland to get me up out of here.
Yeah.
Get me up out of here.
Pretty selfish move.
You're damn right it is. They were selfish at this point at 27.
They weren't. Deshaun and them weren't, though. This is on Deshaun's dime.
Listen, there's got to be casualties. Y'all got to work through this. And maybe Cleveland and maybe Andrew Berry and them will think twice. Man, this nut right here, he didn't show up at the airport. Now, security had to drag him off them steps. That's where I would be.
Old petty-ass show.
That's right. And Baker got that in him.
There ain't no doubt about that. You and Baker do kind of – y'all do kind of favor each other.
Hey, man, sit back. Just
what? I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know that I completely –
Now that we think about it, what do you think, Tyler?
All right, we got to go to break. All right, the Texans.
Show and Baker look like pretty similar guys?
I think that's fair to say.
The Texans
get along great.
You know, I'm going to actually think about that through the break. Do I have Baker Mayfield tendencies? All right, the Texans, they make it official. They've signed two of their important rookies. We'll let you know the deals and what that means moving forward. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.